Our Father and our Father, first of all and foremost, dear Lord, please forgive us for any and all of our sins, Lord, the ones known and the ones unknown. Lord, I just ask that you bless this lesson to be a blessing to your people. I ask that you use me as a vessel for you, Lord, and that you be glorified, Lord. In the name of Christ Jesus, Lord, I ask that you bring all things back to my remembrance. Holy Spirit, teach this lesson with me, with the power and anointing of Christ Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Anybody else that's on the way, I ask that you give them traveling grace. Give Pastor Glover traveling grace, Lord, in the name of Christ Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you and we give all the praise and the glory. And so, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, y'all. This is a good lesson. And we're going to be talking about the Lord's Supper. Amen.
Amen.
All right. The title is Thoughts on the Lord's Supper. The lesson text comes from 1 Corinthians 11, 20-34. The related scriptures are Matthew 26-28, Mark 14:22-24, Luke 22:17-20, and 1 Corinthians 10:14-22. The time is AD 55, and the place is from Ephesus. The golden text, for as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. 1 Corinthians 11:26. And then I guess we'll start reading the scriptures. Everybody read two. We could start with Sister Misty, can you start with 11 and 20 for me?
Two.
Yes, ma'am.
When he come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, everyone taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry and the other is drunken.
What have ye in the houses to eat and to drink in? And despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not, but I have received of the Lord, which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread.
And when he had given thanks, he broke it. And said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament of my body, of my body. This cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me.
For ye as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do shew the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord, unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord.
But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body.
For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged.
32.
But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. Amen. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that he come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come.
Amen. Thank y'all for reading. And I'm going to start off by saying, y'all, the Lord's Supper is very important.
Yes.
It's very serious and it's very detrimental.
Yes.
It's life and it's death.
That's right.
You got to be careful because this is God's business.
That's right.
And anything dealing with God's business is serious.
Right.
So you can't play with it.
Right.
So
right.
If you've been playing with it, it's time to stop.
All
right. You need to stop because this is your life and this is death. So we're talking about thoughts on the Lord's Supper and we're talking about Paul's thoughts on the Lord's Supper.
Uh-huh.
And so the Corinthians, we talked about last week how it was concerning the weaker brother. They were dabbling in idolatry and doing things they weren't supposed to do. They were worshiping idol gods and doing stuff, you know, that was not that things that they were not supposed to be doing.
Right.
And now we come to this week and we're talking about thoughts on the Lord's Supper.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about divisions.
Hmm.
Now they got divisions among the people.
Uh-oh.
And they're not together. They're not in unity. They're not on one accord. And then they're not working together. Amen. And so, can I have somebody read 1 Corinthians 18 for me, 18 and 19?
Chapter 18?
Yes. Chapter 11, verse 18 and 19.
For first of all, when he comes together in the church, I hear that there be division among you.
Okay, stop right there. Now, what is the definition of division? What happened to the definition of division?
Separate.
Okay, that's good. Split. Amen. And so we're supposed to be what? One whole body.
Right.
And if we're not one whole body, how does the body work? You can't function if you don't have one whole body. Amen.
Right.
If you have one body part over here, and you got one body part over here, you got the head, it's doing its own thing.
Yes.
You got the arms doing its own thing. You got the feet doing its own thing. The body can't function.
That's right.
You can't function if you're not one whole body. Amen.
That's right.
So that means if we're doing different things and we're not on one accord, we have a different mind. We have a different heart. We're not on one accord in that. And we have different ways of thinking. So we're doing our own thing.
Yeah.
Doing God's business.
Yeah.
And God likes things decent and in order. Amen.
Right.
So don't answer me this. How is it that we can follow man's order, but we can't follow God's order? When you go to the job, they say, do this. I said, do this by a deadline. And you finish it, don't you? But when God says, do this, why are you giving him pushback? Why are you giving him questions? Why are you questioning God? Traffic lights. When you come to a traffic stop and it's a stop sign or a red light, what do? You stop or you have a consequence.
Right.
There's consequences to our choices, amen?
Right.
And every choice that you make affects somebody else.
That's right.
It's not just about you in this walk, amen? It's not about you. Let me say it again. It's not about you.
That's right.
The Lord's Supper is about the Lord. It's about Jesus. It's about remembering Jesus' death.
Yes.
How he died on the cross, amen?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, he was buried and he resurrected on the third day, amen? And so we ought to be thankful for that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And can you continue reading, Sister Miss Baker?
For first of all, when we come together in the church, I hear that there be division among you.
Mm-hmm.
And I partly believe it.
Okay, stop right there. So you know how you, some people might have a child where, you know, well, I believe, you know, your child is good, but you know your child ain't all that good. They don't do everything they're supposed to do. And that's just like the Corinthians. The Corinthians weren't doing everything they were supposed to do, and Paul had that word of it.
Right.
That what he was trying to say was, y'all are not doing what y'all supposed to do, and you know you ain't right.
Right.
It was already taught to them, y'all. The
yeah.
Lord's Supper was already taught, and Paul was retelling them again.
That's right.
He was retelling them, reteaching them about the Lord's Supper, amen? It's just like Pastor Glover. How many times he get up here and repeat himself over and over and over?
And I know we don't always take things the first time, amen? But, you know, it ought to be a change. A change ought to come. It should be a change in your mind, a change in your attitude. Amen? Soon as you come through those doors, whatever you want to do needs to fly out the door. It's not about you no more. You're coming in for God, amen? Okay, okay, and we also, the chain, can somebody give me that chain right there? Yes. Now, Paul said that there was divisions, right?
Yeah.
Now, this is how we should be in the spirit. Amen. This is exactly how we should be connected. Amen. On one accord. No matter what comes our way, we ought to be connected. If I throw this chain over there just like that, it all went over there together, didn't it?
Yeah.
If I kick it 50 times just like this, it's still connected, ain't it? If I'm down, you're down, amen?
Okay.
And if I'm down and you're not down, pick me up.
Maybe no one else. It affected me when Sister Barrett told me they took her desk and took a chair. I said, well, what about water? I don't think they would let her have water. But see, because we're connected, so many people don't understand our connection. If she's down, I'm down. And we don't understand that. If I'm down, then some, you know, we're one, so we feel what the other feel. And so that leads me. We pray for her, but now we're really praying for her specifically. So something can change.
Right.
See, that hurt my heart. You see what I'm saying? Then I saw the situation that she was dealing with and how it affected her. That affects me. Because we're connected.
Right.
And when we really understand our connection, then we're one for the other. Like you said, when one is down, then we're all down.
Right.
Because see, we are all in that boat. If it's a plug and a hole in that boat, you see what I'm saying? We shouldn't all sink.
All right.
Somebody in there ought to have some gum or something they can plug it with so we can all make it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't all have to sink because it's a hole in the boat.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, even like you were saying about the helping each other up, that even goes back to like spiritually, because if we all have different relationships with God. So if we see someone else's relationship with God is lacking of something, we should be able to be that person to be saying, well, I think you need to be trying to do this. And it's not judging, but it's more the fact that if God is telling you to tell somebody something, then you need to do that too. Now, if that person is somebody you don't like necessarily, that's the you problem, but that's where you get past the physical side and get past that flesh, and you got to listen to God. So, I mean, God is the one that's going to know the benefit of it. Now, you just looking at that present time and talking about they told me last week that they did this and they did this, and I don't like how they told me. That ain't going to matter when you poke, because if at the end, you're going to be the one condemned for it. It's not going to be the other person, because like he said on the cross, he said, forgive them because they don't know. So if they don't know, how are you going to condemn them for something they don't know?
Yeah.
But if you know and you still don't do it, the bigger consequence is on you. It's going to affect you. So why would you not do it if you know it's going to have a consequence on you?
That's
so right. Even when you do stuff, if God is telling you to do something, you got to get past who the other person is, because it's like, I ain't doing it for you no more. I'm doing it for me so that way I can have a peace.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And that also brings in clicks.
Yes.
Right.
Clicks.
Yes.
Now, y'all tell me what a click is. I know y'all know what a click is. Y'all go ahead and shoot out the definition.
Segregated sections of different little people.
Okay. Amen.
Birds of a feather
flock together. Yeah. Amen. Okay. What else? Anything else?
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Division. Division. Separateness.
separate minds.
That Amen. Have, that's right.
Separate heart.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? A clique can be them that think this way and them that think that way. And none of it is the thinking of God, the mindset of God. Yeah.
And see, when you have cliques, think about a newcomer that comes in.
Yeah.
That brings in confusion.
Yeah.
Because when it, let's say I'm a newcomer, right, and I come in the house of God, and I see, okay, well, there's people over there, that's a group, and then you got this group over here. Well, which one am I supposed to go to? Well, we're supposed to already be connected.
But you know what? When a newcomer comes, you're not to go and tell me, well, let me tell you about her.
Exactly.
And him over here, and don't talk to him over there. This one over here sitting on top of the building at 12 o'clock. That's not nobody. It's about God.
Strife.
Yeah. Right.
Jealousy.
Envy.
Hatred.
Yeah.
Envious, right?
Yeah.
All of that. All of that brings in division.
Yeah.
And that's not of God. That's not of God for us to be like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I said a comment. This is an awesome lesson. But even when you were talking about pushing
past your own stuff, once you hit that door, the seal of that door. Amen. You know, that takes something, but it is God can do it. Amen. If you would ask him to help you, because we all have things outside those doors that we're concerned about, that we're worried about, or that we know we got to go and fix.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But it takes something to walk in here and say, okay, Lord, this time is set aside just for you. I'm giving this just for you. And you'll be amazed how when you walk back out outside those doors, how God is already fix the situation.
Yeah.
It's better than it was if it ain't all the way down. And
Sister Missy, thank you for reading.
For there must be also
heresies
among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you.
And so what a heresy is, that's someone that doesn't want to go by order. The people who didn't want to follow God's order. And so basically that's people that just want to be plain rebellious. Mm-hmm. You know, anything that has to do with God, you're trying to go the totally opposite way. And you can't rebel against God, you won't win.
Right.
You will not win going against God like that.
Right.
And so the Corinthians, they were bringing in the ways of the world into God's stuff, into God's business.
Right.
And God's business
is
pure, it's holy.
Yeah.
It's not meant to have all that taintedness and all that mess. Amen?
Right.
And so that's what the Corinthians were doing. And y'all, the time of this happening with the Corinthians was AD 55, right?
Uh-huh.
And we're still dealing with this in 2022, y'all. There has not been no change. We're still struggling with this, with division. We're still not working together. And not working together, if you don't work together, you cannot accomplish the goal. How are you going to accomplish the goal not working together?
Right.
The main goal is to get that word out.
Right.
Get the word out. Amen. Amen. And the main goal of the Lord's Supper is to remember, but we're doing it collectively.
Yeah.
You have your personal time. You know, when Pastor Glover, when he says, you know, take a minute, that's your time to self-reflect. Amen.
Right, right.
And then we have a time where we do it collectively.
Right,
amen.
Right.
So
amen.
We're supposed to be working together. Unity, oneness, on one accord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so Ephesians 4 and 5. That says one Lord.
Yeah.
One faith.
All right.
One baptism.
Uh-huh.
One God.
All right.
And Father of all.
Okay.
Who is above all.
That's right.
And through all.
That's it.
And in you all.
That's
and you
it.
Want to know how I know how he's in you all? Because you got this. Just because you have breath.
Yeah.
Breath is life.
Yeah.
Life is God.
Yeah.
Life is Jesus.
Yeah.
It all comes from him. Amen.
Amen.
And yes, so let's see. Let's start with the lesson number 20.
All right. All right. I can roll.
And if y'all have any questions, if y'all want to say anything, just go ahead and ask. Like, you know, let me know if I'm going too fast. Y'all just let me know. Corinthians 11 and 20. When ye come together, therefore, into one place, and that main word right there, together.
Right.
We already talked about that. That's unity on one accord. Amen.
Right.
So that means as soon as you hit those doors, and y'all, it don't just stop here. When we come together for church or for the Lord's Supper, it don't just stop here. When
All
you
right.
leave those doors, we are still connected in the spirit.
That's
we are
right.
still connected. connected. We still should be on one accord. It doesn't just break off and leave that door. Amen. And so it says, when you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. So what the Corinthians were doing, they were coming in, doing the Lord's Supper, but they was having a feast, a full-on feast, getting drunk, doing what they wanted to do. And the Lord's Supper was not about that. The Lord's Supper is not about the food. Amen?
All right.
Now, we have the cracker, which is a resemblance, or it symbolizes, you know, Jesus' body.
Right.
And we have the cup that symbolizes Jesus' blood.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
So it's not that the cracker and the, you know, the cup is not important, but
right.
that's not the main point, amen?
Right.
It's not about getting, you know, full and hungry,
yeah.
and it's not about drinking, amen?
Yeah. Yeah.
They are doing their own thing, and that's the ways of the world.
Yeah.
Like I said, you're bringing the ways of the world into God's business, and that was a problem. You don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there should be a separateness in, you know, the ways of the world and God's business,
that's
amen?
That's right.
And so, let's see, yes. Okay, so number 21, for in eating everyone taketh before other his own supper. And so what they were doing, they were taking the supper not on one accord, but one was taking it this time,
right.
one was taking it this time, one was taking it another time,
yeah.
doing their own thing separate. And
yeah.
then, I see, you gotta have patience
yeah.
in order to work with other people.
Yeah.
In order to be on one accord, you gotta have patience.
Yeah.
Everybody has a different amen. But when we come together, we
yeah.
all should be working together. We all should be chugging together. Amen.
Yeah.
It should be one pace. Once you come together, it's all one pace. Amen.
Yeah.
You gotta have patience. You
yeah.
gotta take time with your brother.
That's right.
Yeah.
Your sister. If you see your sister, your
right.
brother is going through something, take the time, y'all. It's
yeah.
not gonna hurt anything to take time with your brother or your sister and encourage them.
That's
amen.
Right. That's right.
And let's see. For an eating. Everyone take it before other his own supper. One is hungry and another is drunken. Amen. Yes. So basically they were eating the supper and they were taking it separately. One in their own house and one in another. They weren't taking it together. Amen. And so it says, what? Have you not houses to eat and to drink in? Don't you have your own house to eat and to drink in? Amen.
Yeah.
So whatever you do at your house, you do that at your house. Don't bring that in the house of God, amen? Because what you bring in the house of God, and it's not right, that brings condemnation and damnation on you. There's a consequence when you don't bring the right stuff into God's business, amen? And so you got to bring stuff right to God. Just like you have to have a respect for God, even when you go to Him and pray. You got to have a respect for God. There's a certain respect you got to have. You don't just come to God any kind of way, right? And just like you have your own houses, right? Everybody has their own different rules, right? Some people don't wear their shoes in the house. You know, some people eat at the table. Some people don't eat at the table, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same way with God. God has certain rules and certain ways of things being done. He has a certain order to things, amen? And so when you try to move or try to deter that order, there's a consequence, amen? And that's what Paul was trying to tell the Corinthians.
All right.
You're not doing this right. And if you continue, there is condemnation, there is damnation, there may be death. Amen. If you continue to play with it. Amen. Amen. Okay, so 22. Okay, we're on 22. What? Have you not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God? Do you hate the church of God? Do you hate God? Do you? You can either be for God or against God. You
yeah.
can't do both. You can't dabble in both, amen. You got to right. take a side, amen.
Right.
And it says, and shame them that have not. So what the Corinthians were doing, they were eating all the food and drinking all the supper and leaving the poor out.
Yeah.
And that's not what we're about. Jesus
yeah.
said the poor you'll have with you always, amen. Anybody should be able to take the supper as long as you have accepted Christ, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And you have been baptized, hallelujah.
Right.
So nobody gets left behind. Nobody gets left out. We're all in one accord. We do everything together.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And it says, what shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this?
Hmm.
I praise you not. So you think you're doing right? You think you're doing the right thing? No. I don't give you no praise.
Yeah.
I don't give you no support. That is wrong.
Right.
And that's what we need to do with our youth today.
Yeah.
Many times you have youth going their own way, doing things they want to do, you know, tell them, let them know, that ain't right,
yeah,
it ain't right. And
yeah.
if something needs to be corrected, Paul went plain, y'all. Paul was the same Paul that was cutting people's heads off. You saw him then. He was the same people cutting Christians' heads off. So you know he was playing. So imagine when he got in front of a Christian and got turned to Paul. You know he wasn't playing no games with these people. You know he's not playing. He was serious about God's business. And the Lord's Supper is serious, y'all. Yes, I don't know how much I can emphasize that. It's serious. It's life or death.
Right.
You've got to have an understanding. Many people have the knowledge. They have the knowledge of the Lord's Supper.
All right.
But they don't understand. Like Pastor Glover always says, with all your knowledge, all right, you should understand. Because you can have the knowledge of many things and you don't know nothing about it. Amen. So
you guys have an
understanding. Hallelujah. Amen. 23. Did y'all have an understanding? Y'all good? 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 Whatever I got from God, I'm giving it to you. Yeah. I'm not being selfish. I'm not withholding anything from you. Amen. So just like Pastor Glover, when he gets and receives the word from God, he's giving it out. He's pushing it out. Amen. And many times we're a selfish people, y'all. We like to keep and keep and keep and keep. Yeah. And Pastor Glover is steady giving out the word. And we're steady filling our cups.
Yeah.
But what about somebody who has empty cup?
Yeah.
You got to go and fill somebody else's cup. Go out there and fill somebody else's cup, amen.
All right.
Your brother or sister's cup up next to you, amen. Don't keep all that in, and that's a waste. Hallelujah. And so it says, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, amen.
All right.
And so this was the night he was betrayed by Judas. And y'all, it just amazed me at how Jesus, he still had Judas there, even though he knew he was
sinning.
He still had him to be able to partake of that supper, even though he knew his enemies were around.
Yeah.
And that just lets you know, even like in Psalms 23, the Lord prepared the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Keep your enemies close. Uh-huh. Your friends closer, your enemies even closer.
Yeah,
amen.
He
already knew, though.
Yeah.
He already knew Judas was going to betray him, but that love, he still let him partake in that supper, y'all. He still let him do it.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. How it says how Paul, he said, everything I gave to you, everything God gave to me, I gave it to you.
Right.
And so he wanted the church to grow and to prosper in the Lord Christ Jesus. Amen.
Right.
Now, I know sometimes we may give out the word of things, but you can lead the horse to the water, but you can't make it drink.
Oh, yeah.
So it has to be a choice. They have to want it.
Yeah.
It's a choice. And like I said, your choices don't just affect you. It's a domino effect. Whatever
right.
I do, it's going to affect you too.
Right.
Amen? So we got to stop thinking with that selfish mindset. It's not me. It's not I. It's not you.
Uh-huh.
It's Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Amen? It's all about Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, and then it says, and when he had given thanks, he break it. Y'all, we got to give God praise.
Yeah.
We got to give God praise. Before you take the supper, that's your time to give God praise for everything he has done. And thank you for waking me up this morning.
That's right.
Thank you for blessing me to see him today. Thank you for blessing me to have bread. Thank you for blessing me to be able to blink.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you. Just the simple things. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for carrying that cross for me and taking those 39 stripes, amen? Because of us, we couldn't do it. We couldn't do it, amen? We couldn't do it. They put a crown of thorns on his head. Could you handle that?
No.
Could you do that? No. But his love was so great for us, amen? This is awesome lesson, amen? And it says, and he said, take, eat. And this is the same thing Pastor Glover does for the supper.
Mm-hmm.
This is my body,
right,
which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And so this when he says, this is my body, which is broken for you.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, I didn't even know this, but did y'all know none of Jesus' bones was broken on the cross?
That's right.
And that was a tradition.
Yeah.
It's supposed to break your bones.
Right.
And, but none of his bones was broken, y'all.
Yeah,
and that is was broken. And he went through so much, y'all. He went through a lot that day. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. He went through so much, but not one bone was broken. That's the Son of God. That's our Lord and Savior right there.
Yeah.
That's the Almighty God. Hallelujah. The lily in the valley. Hallelujah. My doctor. Hallelujah. My Lord in the courtroom. Hallelujah. That's why he is who he says he is. He is I am. That I am. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the bread of life.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
he's eternal life. Hallelujah.
All right.
And then the Corinthians dated some people. They thought that it was cannibalism. They didn't understand it.
Yeah.
Why would I want to eat Jesus' body? You know, that don't sound right.
Yeah.
Y'all, you don't have to understand it. It's spiritual.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When we eat the cracker, that's spiritual. That's the body. Hallelujah.
Right.
It's not, you're not eating Jesus' body, physical body. Amen.
Right.
Come on, now get an understanding.
Yep.
Get an understanding. Hallelujah. But it's spiritual.
Yeah.
It's spiritual. And see, God, he's a spirit, and most gotta worship him in spirit and truth.
That's right.
So you gotta be able to understand the spiritual things before you can even really understand the physical, amen?
That's right.
So, is that number 23? Okay, we did good. Not 23.
Good.
Just making sure I got everything. All right. Y'all good?
Yeah, I mean, woo.
Okay, number 20. Okay, 20. Oh. And do this in remembrance of me. That's another thing I need to point out.
Yeah.
We're doing it in remembrance of Jesus.
Amen. <All right. laughs>
You got to reflect. Amen. You got to reflect over his death, the burial, and his resurrection. Amen.
Yeah.
So do it as often as you do it. Whether it be 2 weeks, every 2 weeks, every day, once a month.
All right.
Do it in remembrance of All right. Jesus.
All right.
Amen.
That's good. Good
Amen.
Point. Good point.
After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the new testament in my blood.
Right.
This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me."
Hmm.
And so Jesus' blood, it brought in a new covenant,
right?
And the new covenant brought in a new relationship between us and God.
Yeah.
So Jesus is the mediator.
Yeah.
And he became the mediator between us and God.
Right.
See, God is holy.
Right.
Amen. And see, we're not holy. Amen. And so Jesus is the one. That's why we ask for forgiveness. That's why we ask God for forgiveness. Amen.
Right.
You got to ask for forgiveness. Amen. And see, Jesus' blood, it wiped that slate clean.
It did.
When you ask for forgiveness, it's just as if you're justified as if you didn't do it.
That's right.
Amen. Yep. So that slate is empty. But see, sometimes that guilt tends to stick there. We can't let it go. But see, that's you. That's not God. God already gave you. It's already done. But you got to believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it. It's already done. Hallelujah. And so he's the perfect Lamb of God. The perfect Lamb of God. And see, the Passover was when Moses, they put the sacrificial lamb's blood on the doorpost. And see, that was the sacrifice back then in the Old Testament.
Right.
And now we got the New Testament, where we have the perfect Lamb of God.
Right.
He wrapped himself in flesh.
Yes.
Came down here.
Yes.
Did miracles.
Yes.
Did a work. Hallelujah. And he went on that cross and died for us and wiped our slate clean. No, now we can have eternal life.
Hey.
We can have a life after this. Hallelujah.
Hey.
So when we die,
Mama, you blew. Wow.
And then he says again, that means it's important.
Uh-huh.
Do it in remembrance of me. Okay. It's about Jesus.
Okay.
It's about Jesus.
Okay.
Remembering his death,
uh-huh,
his burial, and his resurrection. Amen. You're doing it to reflect on Jesus' death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
26. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. So that's just like I said, whether you do it every week,
uh-huh,
whether you do it every 2 weeks,
right,
every month,
mm-hmm,
long as you do it in remembrance of Jesus,
Jesus,
in remembrance of his death. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
And so he came and he died for our sins. John 3:16.
Mm-hmm.
For God so loved the world,
all right,
that he gave his only begotten son,
uh-huh,
that whosoever believeth,
okay,
you gotta believe,
okay. Okay.
Shall not perish.
Uh-huh.
But have everlasting life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And not only that, but y'all, he's coming back.
He's coming back.
And he's coming back as a roaring lion. Hallelujah. And so number 27,
hmm,
wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily,
yeah,
shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord.
Yeah.
And so when they were eating the bread and drinking of the cup very unworthily, and they were partying and doing stuff they weren't supposed to do.
Uh-huh.
And see, when you bring in, we bring in mess into God's business like that, like I said before,
uh-huh,
there's a consequence. Mm-hmm. And see, if you're doing that and you're drinking it unworthily, you might as well be held liable for Jesus' death.
Yep.
You might as well be the Roman soldiers,
uh-huh,
and the bystanders, yeah, that was laughing at him, torturing him, giving him the whip. You might as well beat them back there too, because you don't believe. And see, some of us, we don't believe Jesus even died.
Yeah.
We don't believe he rose.
Yeah.
We don't believe nobody rose from the dead, but his power in his name.
Yes.
He can do anything. Yes. 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 Hallelujah. Son of God. Hallelujah.
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 Jesus.
Mm.
But let a man examine himself,
wow,
and so let him eat of that bread,
yeah,
and drink of that,
yeah,
cup.
Yeah.
So basically, self-examination,
uh-huh,
and we don't like to do that.
Yeah.
We don't like to look at,
yeah,
self. I don't want to see what's in me. I don't want to look in the mirror, because you know it ain't right. You know it ain't right. That's why you don't want to look. And that's it's so fun. Yeah. So you got to examine yourself.
Yeah.
Inventory yourself,
that's
search,
right,
yourself,
yeah,
and admit to yourself,
yeah,
that you are a sinner.
Yeah.
You are not perfect. Nobody's perfect.
Right.
The only person that was perfect was Jesus.
Yeah.
The only person that's perfect.
Yeah.
And so we all make mistakes, but you gotta admit. You gotta ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In order to wipe that slate clean, you gotta ask for forgiveness. And just like Pastor Glover gave this example on Wednesday, if you keep eating, right?
Yeah.
You're going to have, you know,
yeah,
what is, like, boom.
Yeah.
You're going to have that all, like, all in there.
Yeah.
And that's toxic.
Yeah.
That can kill you.
Yeah.
That can be death.
Yeah.
And then it don't come out.
Right.
But it has to come out.
Right.
You got to admit your sins, y'all. Your sins are deadly. And if you don't admit, yes, I am a sinner, but Lord, use me how you will, use me, Lord, use me, Lord, use me, but better body to be used by, y'all, but better person to be used by, he knows every single hair on your head, he knows everything about you, he knows you better than you know yourself, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And when I say self-examination, that don't mean peer examination.
All
so
right.
When we're doing that self-examination, that don't mean pop an eye over there to the right, looking at, oh, let me see what over there looks like. Let me see what outfit. Let me see who I can go with after church. And
all right.
It ain't about that, y'all.
All right.
That's a distraction. And see, the devil will come in wherever there is good. There's evil as well. There's evil present. Hallelujah. Don't get distracted. nations.
That's right.
And that's when you have to take time and just reflect.
Yeah.
Lord, I know I didn't do this right. Forgive me.
Right.
I'm sorry. Forgive me. I was wrong. Forgive me, Lord.
Yeah.
But you got to do that before you take the Lord's Supper, because the Lord's Supper is holy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a holy thing,
mm-hmm.
y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's serious. I don't think we know how serious that
yeah.
is. Pastor Glover always tells us, y'all, that's a serious thing.
Yeah.
You don't take that lightly. You don't play with that. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body.
Yeah.
So when you drink the cup unworthily, like I told you, and you eat of the body, you know, unworthily, like I said, there's a consequence.
That's right.
And there's a consequence to all our choices. It can be a good consequence, or it can be a bad consequence.
Right.
But when you drink of that cup unworthily, you can get sick.
Mm.
You can get weak.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have died.
Right.
Dead.
Right.
No breath. No, none of that. Because you didn't take it seriously, and you didn't have an understanding. Hallelujah. You was doing your own thing in God's business.
Yeah.
God's business is sacred. You don't play with that. That is life or death. I don't know how much I can stress that, y'all. It's life or death.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you've got to have an understanding. And then you are doing it right, y'all. This is detrimental, and this is very serious.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And so number 30, for this cause, many are weak and sickly
mm-hmm.
among you,
right.
like I just said, and many sleep. And sleep don't mean you having a good, peaceful sleep, y'all. You dead. You dead. You ain't even breathing. You not dreaming. Hallelujah. And if you went to hell, you really not dreaming. You burning up.
All right.
You burning up.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And see, that it ain't, see, y'all, it ain't funny, though, when you get there. That ain't nothing to play with, y'all. I'm trying to get y'all there. I'm trying to get y'all there. Amen. Hallelujah. For if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Amen. And so that's the thing. Like I said, we need to self-examine. Hallelujah. And you got to sincerely and honestly judge yourself.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
some things you don't want to look at.
Yeah.
I know some things you done did. You may be shamed on.
Yeah. Right.
But God doesn't care.
Mm.
He accepts you as you are.
Yeah.
As long as you give yourself to him. But you got to give yourself to him, y'all. He's not the one to force.
All right.
All he says is, I'm going to knock on the door. Mm. I'm not going to push my way in. I'm not going to force my way in.
All right.
But when I knock on the door, if you can see,
wow.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, this is good, y'all.
It is good. It's good. It's rich.
And so when after you have judged yourself and you have sincerely judged yourself, there needs to be a change.
Okay.
There needs to be a change.
Okay.
There needs to be a change in your mind,
uh-huh.
a change in your attitude.
Uh-huh.
Things cannot be the same. Once you have accepted Christ, things are not going to be the same. Hallelujah.
Right.
But you got to adapt. You got to adapt, y'all. You can't still do your worldly stuff and do God's business, too. You got to pick a side. You can't be over here one day with the heathens and then be over here with God another day. Now, that's what we do. But it's dangerous.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous thing to do, y'all.
It is.
You got to be careful. Hallelujah. Amen. And sometimes, y'all, we're our own worst enemy.
That's right.
Sometimes we're our own worst enemy.
That's right.
God has already forgiven you, like I said, but you got to let it go.
Yeah.
Whatever you've done in the past, you got to let it go. You got to forgive yourself. Hallelujah. God has already forgiven you, so you got to forgive yourself and let it go. Hallelujah. The truth shall make you
free.
Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Wow.
But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
That we should not be condemned with the world.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And God chastened those he loves. Just that's like
right.
a parent does his child.
Yeah.
And then when a child does something wrong, you whip them.
Yeah.
Or you get a chunk or a shoe and chunk it. Or you do something to let them know you won right. Amen. But you get it right. And that means don't do it no more. But see, when the Lord with you, you look for the mind.
Yeah.
And when he with the mind, he tear it up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because your mind is pretty function. That's, y'all, When God whips you with the mind, that's the worst thing you can do. I'd rather you just give me a whipping. Just give me a whipping physically and get it over with. But when you whip the mind, you don't have no peace.
No peace.
You can't sleep. Yeah. You roll over at night, stay thinking about what you did. God, just whip me. Just whip me and just get it over with. Amen. But see, that's what I'm saying. You don't play with God.
Yeah.
You don't play with Him. Hallelujah. It's serious. Hallelujah. And see, we are supposed to be set apart from the world.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I would rather God would be. I'd rather God than man.
All right.
Because see, God has grace. Man can be awful. They're not forgiving. Yes, they don't care.
Yes,
hallelujah. And sometimes man is not compassionate.
Yes, ma'am.
God is compassionate. He loves us. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. So, when you come together,
okay,
y'all know what tarry means?
Wait.
And that's something we don't like to do. We like to rush.
Yeah.
You like to rush. You gotta take your time. Yeah. Y'all wait. When we work together, if we're connected, you don't move till I move.
Uh-huh.
In the spirit, we're all connected. Like I said, just like this chain right here. Y'all see this chain? If I throw it there, y'all run over there. That's how it should be.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Yeah. We're all connected no matter what. If I swing it, y'all all swinging. We all swing. We all in. And nobody going that way. Nobody going that way. We're all together. So why not wait? Why not tarry?
Right.
Bring him with your brother. If he's having a hard time, bring him with him. See what's going on because you gotta wait. You can't do it without your other brother.
Yeah.
You gotta do it together on one accord. Hallelujah. In unity.
All right.
Hallelujah. In oneness. In same mindset. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Nobody is left behind. Hallelujah.
All right.
And you gotta do it in agreement. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's see. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together into condemnation. So that right there, that's saying whatever you're trying to do, if you're trying to eat and you're trying to drink, do it at your house. Don't bring that in my house. Don't bring that in God's house.
All right.
Do whatever you're trying to do, anything that's within your plans, if you're trying to get full and you're hungry, eat at your house.
All right.
So when you come here, do things decent and in order the way God has ordained it to be done.
All right.
Don't bring your stuff into here. Don't bring your plans. Because, see, God's plans override our plans.
All right. Yeah.
That don't mean nothing. You just plan to do something up in here, and it totally can change.
You're right.
If I have these notes I got on this paper, I plan to say, I don't say half of them. Because God is in control. Hallelujah. He runs anything. He runs all things. Hallelujah. He reigns. Hallelujah. Amen. So whatever you plan to do, do it in God. And do it in order.
That's
because God is a God of order. Hallelujah. God is not a God of confusion.
All right.
Hallelujah. So do your supper together. And in remembrance of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. You've got to remember Jesus, y'all.
That's right.
You've got to remember.
Yeah.
Anytime you take the Lord's supper, you remember the body and His blood.
Yeah.
Because it all works together, y'all. That's how we're here today. And we're still living. He's still keeping us, y'all. And thank God for His body and His blood. He didn't have to do it, but He did.
Yeah.
He did, y'all.
Yeah.
And y'all know if that was anybody else, if God asked y'all to do that, it wouldn't be done. It wouldn't be done.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be done. But thank God. Thank you, Jesus, for His love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the rest will I set in order when I come. So Paul said, I gave y'all the instructions for right now, but when I get there, y'all better know it's going to be set in order.
Right.
We're going to get this thing straight. Because this is God's business. Hallelujah.
Right.
God's business is in order. Hallelujah.
All
so we're going to get that thing back in order.
Hallelujah.
So I gave you these instructions
till
I come. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so you got to follow them. Don't be disobedient.
All right.
Follow the Lord's instructions.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.